According to a new White House report, 38,000 Alaskan households receive benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Most people know SNAP by its original name, food stamps. Two-thirds of those households have children. Half of them are in deep poverty. The statistics go on and on, but is the program working? Most people say yes, though there are some hiccups. KSKA's Ann Hillman has more from the Urban Affairs Desk.
Tracy Peters didn't expect to be sitting in the Sullivan Arena waiting to pick up donated food and presents for Christmas as her preschooler ran up and down the stairs. She was working as a caregiver, but a month ago, her hours were cut and some of her clients passed away. Then...
So my husband's a lineman, and he recently lost his job, got laid off because of the weather. And so we weren't prepared for that because he was told he was going to have winter work, and they laid him off.
Peters is applying for jobs, but in the meantime, she's also applying for SNAP. She says she's trying to keep her family healthy.
So many people eat a bunch of junk food when they could, you know, because they can't afford the healthy stuff. And so that's another reason I'm trying to apply, is because right now we're eating a bunch of fattening foods. And I'm just hoping this could help us a little bit with the healthy choices instead.
The 24-page long application sits on Peter's lap. It asks for detailed information about income, assets, and medical histories for everyone in the household.
Well, this is actually a lot more steps than I thought it was. A little bit more difficult than I thought, but at least I brought paperwork to help me along.
Applicants have to submit a lot of paperwork, like pay stubs, tax forms, and rental agreements, and the paper application.
I know, it's 2016 almost, and we're paper.
That's Tammy Walker, the chief of field operations for the state's Department of Public Assistance. They administer the federally funded program. Walker says she knows some people think the process is cumbersome. Though many people apply and get benefits within a month or two, others have stories about waiting for hours at offices or never getting called back about their applications. Walker says part of the problem is relying on physical files of paperwork that are spread out to offices around the state.
The paper is killing us, and our commissioner knows it. They're very aware because they see the paper and they see the frustration from staff and from clients.
Walker says the department is trying to streamline the application and eventually go digital, like the Medicaid application, but it takes time. And relative to the Medicaid backlog, the food stamps program is doing very well. According to the Food Bank of Alaska, about 27% of people who qualify for the program don't apply. Some say it's not worth the effort if they only get about $18 per month. Benefits range widely. Others don't know that owning a house or a snow machine that's used for daily transportation does not disqualify you. Many of the people who do apply, like Brandy Strait, say SNAP has been a necessary lifeline. She lost her job and took over the care of her disabled brother and her four children. The household of seven is living on her fiancé's $12 per hour job. Strait says before getting benefits, they had to choose between rent and food.
But I do feel it could help better if they look at more of the medical needs that people have. But and because with diabetes, you have to go for more particular food. My brother has brain damage and several different seizures. And so there's special diets. And I can't really go to the diets he needs because then you're going more expensive. And so you have to very carefully pick what you pick.
David Patterson, his girlfriend, and their baby were homeless before they got on SNAP and received other benefits. He says the program helped him put aside enough money to find a place to rent.
We actually got established in our own place, and we were able to keep food on the table all around. Like, it was amazing.
Like 57% of the adults who receive SNAP benefits, Patterson is working. He says he's a commercial fisherman and tries to get other work in the off-season. But he uses SNAP when he needs it to make sure he can keep a roof over his and his child's head. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.